Recording 19. You will hear an interview with an Australian sheep farmer called Gina Ellis, who is talking about her work and plans for the future. Listen and choose the best answer for each question, A, B, or C.
And on today's Green Magazine programme, we have Gina Ellis, an Australian sheep farmer. Welcome, Gina.
Thank you.
So, Gina, tell our listeners something about sheep farming in your country.
Well, I'm from New South Wales, where over 30% of sheep farming takes place. But in fact, although it's concentrated in one area, there are large sheep farms right across the country, and it doesn't only go on in the coolest places.
I see. And I believe sheep farmers are experiencing problems at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. There are two, one to do with markets and the other environmental. There's a good market for meat, but the wool industry is struggling. Although Australia still produces about 10% of the world's wool, including nearly half of the top quality merino wool, demand is falling. Consumers often prefer synthetic clothing, like fleeces, which are cheaper than woolen jumpers and equally warm. But the biggest issue for all us farmers is climate change. Drought is causing major water shortages in farming areas, so it's becoming harder to find enough for our animals and crops.
Let's talk about the market problems a bit more. Are you looking for new uses for your wool?
Yes. It is very versatile and has been put to so many uses over the centuries. Of course, carpet manufacture still absorbs a high percentage of our product, as it always has, and now we're looking for other domestic uses. The most promising seems to be the idea of using it in buildings as a form of insulation. Companies developing it have found it very effective. And there's also interest in eco-clothing. You know, clothing made from all natural products and produced organically. But it's a specialised market and may turn out to be uneconomic in the end.
So why are you over here in the UK at the moment? Are you looking for solutions to your business problems?
Well, yes. I'm working in cooperation with 10 other large farms to see if we could develop an alternative energy system, producing enough electricity to sell as well as meeting our own needs. Clearly, hydroelectricity isn't for us, and tidal power is out, so I've been looking into ideas for harnessing wind power using large turbines. Britain has a lot of expertise in that area, so that's why I'm here. Of course, we have potential for solar power, but I don't think we could produce a surplus with that.
That's interesting. What made you consider these options?
Well, if the predictions about global warming are correct, farmers in Australia will have to diversify and look for other sources of income. That's my reason for looking into wind power. Of course, since then, I've begun to realise that being self-sufficient and not having to rely entirely on other power sources is attractive, and I'm starting to think in a greener way.
I see. And what do you feel about the advice you've been given?
Well, it's given me a lot of food for thought and taught me the advantages of a more ecologically aware approach to life and work. And now that I have the information, I've worked out that the investment involved is manageable. We should be able to scale down on the amount of animals we raise and still make a living.
Great. So how would you sum up your feelings about your project?
Well, to my delight, our basic plans are viable and we can press on very optimistically without making any major alterations. And the costs involved do seem to be lower than we'd feared.
Gina, we wish you luck and thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Now listen again.